listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
All right, welcome to DMTF 74. Hope you guys are doing great. My name is Patrick, and today we have a full house. We have in Berlin, Jan.
Hello.
We have in the UK, Simon. How are you?
Hello, I'm here.
Good.
I'm still awake.
You are. And
yet.
Fellow Canadian Joel is back.
We are back.
Keep
You're
talking
so back.
Over me, guys. This is fucking great already. Fellow Canadian Joel is back. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. It's good to see you guys.
Likewise. All right, so Jan, what do you have for us? Take it away.
So first of all, from Patrick, it's a yellow card for Simon.
Yes.
I told you I was the worst.
Disruption.
We only have two games, and we're almost at the end of the season. So do you want to do the news first, or do you want to talk about the games?
I haven't watched much, so...
No, yeah, ditto, I'm afraid. It wasn't broadcast here, and I don't like dodgy streams.
I'm the same as Simon. When it's not televised, I basically don't watch, and I've unfortunately missed out on a good few.
Okay. thanks for nothing.
Just being honest.
You're welcome.
On match day 32, we had the home game against Fürth. Very special match with Marcelinho being in town and being applauded by the crowd and lots of adulation, and everybody loved everybody. And Hertha eked out a 1-0 on a Riese goal.
Yes.
And that's almost the entire thing that's interesting about that match, except for Kenny trying a really, really long shot from Hertha's own box, and it narrowly missed. And it would have been really nice because Marcelinho was in town, and that would have been so fitting, but did not happen.
If it does, though, that would have been something that would have been talked about for decades.
Yes, he could.
The last time I was in town, there were some guys in behind us when somebody was taking a free kick, and they shouted out, "Ronnie!"
Yeah,
and I hadn't heard that for so long. It was hilarious. Yeah.
It was much more common back in the day.
Oh, of course, yes. But it was quite nice to hear it, though. Yeah. Made me smirk, anyway.
Yeah, maybe we should make a little mental note for set pieces and talk about that later. Because it's a very horrible...
My thought processes are random, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
At least you have thought processes. So there's nothing more interesting. Blah, blah, blah. Won the match. Okay. And I think after, or the week before, Lytle said that he wants to have 3 wins from the last 3 matches. And with 9 points, they would have... finished 1 point ahead of last year's standings, which, spoiler alert, did not work. Great segue. Going on to the next game, away at Preußen Münster. I look into the class and know, but everybody's looking down. Okay, please don't pick me. We had a few things that happened. Ernst was injured during warm-ups.
Yes.
So... Dennis Smarsch became I think he's the 4th goalkeeper. We have Ernst Gersbeck.
I thought he was the 3rd one.
Yeah, no, he's the 4th. He's the 4th.
Wow.
But all the others
all
are injured.
All from grace.
He just came back to be the practice goalkeeper.
Oh, okay.
There was never any intention of playing him.
All right.
Yeah. Well, okay.
How on earth did we manage to injure 3 goalkeepers?
Yeah.
Not at the same time. I mean,
it's like that Cage Toronto fight. Game. What game? Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of this is hockey, though. Like 3 goalies got injured and they had to bring out the ice cleaner, the guy who drives the Zamboni. And so, and he doesn't even play for any of the teams, and he had to play for the away team. As a goalie for 11 minutes or something. He had to finish the game because the team had completely injured all of their goalies in the game.
So what happened?
Toronto, Carolina, I think.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, and Carolina won in Toronto.
Yeah.
And people made fun of the Leafs for a while because of that.
Yeah, because a non-professional beer league Zamboni driver stepped in and saved the game or maintained the win for Carolina.
He played college hockey or something. Yeah. And he got the win, the official win. And
so he's one and one. Anyway, sorry, it's just all the injured goalies made me think of that.
There was an incident last season, I think. Or the season before, where they had no more referees.
Mm.
And then the guy who was a spectator and had about one beer, but he had a license. And so they through the PA, they asked if somebody could step in. And he became became the fourth official.
Wow.
Yeah. Was that in Germany or?
Yeah, I think it was Dortmund or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yes.
Can you imagine asking 81,000 people, hey, who wants to come be the ref in West Ballenstadion? That's insane.
And I also remember to go back to the Munster match at the half, the XG was 0.0 for Hertha. You know, a complete misfire on offense. I still don't understand. I mean, I caught glimpses of that match, but I still don't understand how flat they could come out, you know?
I think it's about what was at stake for the other team.
Yes.
Because they were still in the race to... Mm-hmm. They could have, if they won, they could have at least made sure that they don't go down without a relegation playoff.
Okay.
And they might even be on target to just stay in the league. We had a very beautiful goal by, I think he's Dutch, their striker, Hendricks. He did a heel flick that was absolutely... Nobody expects such a thing from a team that is fighting to stay alive in the Zweite Bundesliga.
That's true.
Back to Smash. I have some facts about Smash. His first match.
Uh-oh, facts. Disinformation.
Look out. Tangent City already.
Yellow card 7 minutes everybody. In.
Everybody sit down. We're not used to this kind of thing. So just keep calm.
Grab a pillow. No, it was Smash's first match since August 2023 and his first professional game for Hertha since June 2020. And he has never won a match with Hertha. So I felt kind of bad for him because he's a really nice guy. And we had him at the Christmas party in 2019.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was not so nice. It's a very small stadium, 12,422 people. And somehow they're doing renovations, so one side was entirely empty. And they will keep moving around for the next few years, probably in Zweite Bundesliga. We don't know.
These are depressing facts.
Are they're still going to play there, but different sections of the stadium?
It's a bit like the Olympiastadion when they did the renovations for the World Cup.
Okay, I thought you meant like in Barcelona where they're going to have to, you know, change stadiums for a season. Okay.
Or like Oldenburg last year where they couldn't play because the roof was about to come off and then they had to move somewhere else.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. So nothing interesting about that match. The worst thing about the match is the red card for Gechter.
Yeah, I did not see that though. I don't know what happened.
Ooh, he went it? In the... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, it was 7th minute. The game was already decided because Hertha could get nothing going, as you said. And he just slide tackled in there with the open foot.
Studs up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Studs up.
At first, because they were both on the lying on the pitch, I was hoping that the other guy would get the card. But I saw that the ref already grabbed his, his back pocket. So it was pretty certain. Yeah, so that's going to be another... downer for the last home game because you don't have three center backs in the current team that can play. You have youth players, but you don't have anybody else.
I think, maybe I'm misremembering, but I think I've read some criticisms on Leitl that he had the chance to play some youth players since the game was, you know, basically lost and he didn't take that opportunity, so I don't know if that's a valid criticism or no. you know, maybe.
Who am I to decide if that's a valid criticism?
Well, sure. Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
fair.
But then,
what are we doing here, you know, at this point?
Thank you so much for coming. Have a nice day. And we'll
yeah. Never. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. A wrap there.
Yes. 10 minutes.
Great job,
shortest,
everybody.
Great job. Shortest episode ever.
I've got a very interesting thought, though, about the lack of centre-backs that we might have at the moment. You know, there's a guy that drives a lawnmower that goes up and down during the pitch. I think he could just fill in as a centre-back. You know,
no, he can't.
If he works in hockey, why can't it work in football?
Yeah, but yeah. He doesn't work for the club.
Oh.
He works for the city.
Give him a temporary contract. It's fine.
You know, but technically he is familiar with the pitch. You know, maybe he could do a job.
Mm-hmm.
So that means...
Joel, you better bring your shoes.
My shoes?
Yes.
Oh,
for the next year, soccer shoes.
Yeah, get rich.
You would be a great center back.
That means who do we have in...
Maybe I'll be field level anyway. We'll see.
Who do we have in midfield that could, do a job at center back right now?
Last match they had Bouchalakis.
Okay.
At center back for Leisner, but you know how that went.
Yes.
You have some younger players. One of them has just came back from injury. Yeah, you don't have you have lots of loans. You have Hoffmann, who's at somewhere in the Dritte Liga, and there's one or two guys from the youth. But you know, and back to your question, maybe it's not the best for a young player to come in when the match is already lost and everybody's not getting anything going. That would be something I would think, but the whole thing about not using enough youth players is something that followed him from Hannover as well.
Okay.
But I mean, we can talk about Hannover later when we talk about the match that's coming up.
It's against them, yeah.
It's against them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Do you think that there will be any bad blood going?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. He said something that he's... It's just the whole thing. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
It's just so pointless. So Hertha has now dropped 6 points to a newcomer. What does that mean for promotion, my friends? Open question.
For this season, nothing. That's for sure. Next season, they have to be on the ball, literally. Because otherwise, they're going to let it... They're going to let it slip away.
What the fuck was that?
That's Rob Zombie.
Okay. Check it
out! This is my new soundbite. It's awesome.
You know this is coming.
Well, yeah.
What were you talking about? I forgot everything. Where are we? Who are you
for next season?
Yeah,
and I mean, there is something else that could be critical, but we will get to that in a few moments as well. So,
yes. What's our longest stretch
of what? Of sometime in the 80s? I mean, almost the entire 80s and 90s.
So, like a solid decade and a bit, or
I mean, they won't even fight the Bundesliga at some point.
Yeah, okay.
When I was a kid, they weren't even in the Panini sticker thingy because they were in the Oberliga. That's how I missed the connection when I was in 88. I couldn't become a Hertha fan because they weren't in the Panini sticker album.
It's like they didn't even exist.
I think I saw something that if Hertha had won against all the shitty teams, they would be way, way up there in the race to get promoted.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's always the same, you know, against the other good teams, you play well. And then I'm not sure if it's arrogance or what that could be. Simon, any thoughts?
I don't know, but they've been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah, right?
But, you know, games where you expect them to get completely trashed. You know, they lose by not much. You know, if they go playing Bayern or something, they'll lose 1-0 or maybe even scrape a draw, and yet I don't know, Worthing Women's Institute, they play them and they end up getting thrashed 5-0. It's just what they seem to do, and it's And you can't blame that on any one manager either, because it's just been going on for a decade.
Or any players for that matter.
Well, quite, yes. It's all change. It's just something in the, something in the water or something. I don't know. It's kind of weird, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Joel, any thoughts?
Well, I don't know.
Please come back to me later.
We just lose, we lose every game we need to win. Like, you know, we don't not score every. When we need to.
We almost, ghost person right there. In the background.
A little coffee vibe.
Yes.
But it shows that it's not any of the personnel, you know, concerned, is it? You know, it's not a lack of ability. If you could go along and play well against a really good team, or possibly even sneak the odd win, you know, it doesn't really make an awful lot of sense that the same people, the same manager, the same players end up just mucking things up. It's got to be a mental thing.
Yeah, it's the inconsistency that just sort of, that's what drives, it's just so, because like you said, you know, there are games where they, wow, like who are these? Like if you just played 90 minutes of this every week, we wouldn't even stop talking about anything like this. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's gotten a bit better since Lytle came on board and after this horrible loss at Elversberg, who are, by the way, about to be in the relegation playoff. And
twist the knife a little bit.
And he kept stressing that they need to take care of the basics. And in this game, maybe it was the fact that the season is basically over and the other team had everything to fight for. But I was really sold on the 9 points from 3 matches. And now I'm just like,
I mean, is it their first really bad game under Lytle?
No, except for in the beginning they had problems. And then against Schalke, they switched the defense around. And then they had the best game of the season in Braunschweig.
Yes.
Was it 5-1? And they've been showing at least this bare minimum they've been doing all season for the past few games, except which was always absent during the Fiel days. So we'll see.
So since they changed the system, that was their first really bad match, basically.
Yes.
Against Münster. Okay.
Yes. I mean, they had the horrible match against Elversberg, the 0-4, after half an hour or something like that. And then against Schalke, they did the change in the second half. And after that, they had only wins and draws.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. We weren't doing, because like, you know, when you Google the table, like, and they show you the last five. For once, we were actually, you know, like, oh, damn, there's two or three wins were in there. There's a draw. There wasn't even a loss in the last five. Nah, well, obviously, that's changed now. But I was like, oh, wow. Like, that's, I don't think I've seen that in a long time.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Like, out of five games, just not see a loss or so was like, yeah, I guess that's pretty.
And they almost got a record. Not for the first time, but they would have achieved the same record they had before of the longest unbeaten matches. But
okay,
did not happen.
Next season, maybe.
Hopefully.
A lot of things not happening.
So up next, we have women's on the
If you want to talk about that, if you want some news.
I don't, but maybe you do.
They score goals at least, don't they?
Usually they do. Last match they did not, but their top player has been...
You tried, Joel. You tried.
He was right in general, but it didn't work for the last match.
Yes.
They won the one before that. But this match was against Victoria, and they're missing the player, Elfie Wellhausen, who has 25 goals, and she has been in it for quite some time. So she was really up there as a top goal scorer, and they just hope that she comes back to play any more games, because the runner-up is at 21 goals now, and it's only 3 matches left.
Bad injury?
What's that word? I keep forgetting the word. They don't know what it is. You know, the top of your foot?
Metatarsal.
Yeah,
I think.
And And
okay,
you know that they don't have this these press conferences you have at for the men's, but I found out that she has had this injury for quite some time, and different doctors said different things, but she's back in team practice.
Okay.
And apart from that, the coach is not gonna coach next season, so we'll see what happens.
Is he leaving on his own in the will?
The contract was not extended.
Okay.
Ooh. And since there's no press conferences, you can't even ask why he's leaving. So,
well, yeah, that's odd, yeah. Isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe they want somebody who has more time. It's, you know, he's just doing this on the side. He's just doing it as a side job. You know, it's not his
a full time job.
Not his day job. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
No. They all get paid. That. If they get paid, they get paid. Just let's say not that much to
pennies.
Keep it above.
Jesus. Wow, that's. I mean, I shouldn't laugh, but. That fucking sucks.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing in the third league. There's no money in there at all. And it's not like you are Wolfsburg who have shitloads of money and can sink some money into the other team, or these people from Köpenick as well. Mm-hmm. They're getting promoted again. They're going to be in the Erste Bundesliga next season.
No.
Yeah, but they were last season, they were the team that had all professional players, and everybody else is just, you know, Hertha players working at Hertha or studying or going to school. And they just finished. Too good. Same as HSV. HSV women go back to the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
And the men. That's something. That's a big thing for them.
Are they going to restart the clock?
I hope not, but it was one of the first jokes people made.
Well, you know, I'm reliable like that.
It's not bad. It made me laugh. So, you know, that's good enough.
HSV just won promotion yesterday? Could be. Yeah, I think so. Or this weekend?
I think it's on this weekend, yeah.
Yeah. And they all stormed the field. And there's about two dozen injured, and some of them severely injured.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean,
doing horror style things.
I mean, they're not that bad usually, are they?
What do you mean bad? What is bad?
Well, like violent?
No. No. I mean, when they got relegated, there was this picture with all the fireworks, and then the police horses had to be on the field and stuff like that. And they sure have a violent history.
But speaking of violent, isn't there a team in, isn't it Leipzig or Dresden, who is getting promoted from the third division to the second division? And they are notorious for being violent?
Dresden? I won't say violent, but they're... They did stuff like where they all came in camo.
Yes.
And all they were was a war against the DFB and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's them.
But that's the team being promoted. Yes. Okay.
And so we'll be playing them next year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Cottbus could still be promoted, but nobody wants that.
Yeah, that's a woof.
Because they're even worse than Dresden. Yeah. If Dresden is bad, I wouldn't judge that. I don't have enough information.
Okay.
But you all know that Cottbus is basically the friendly that fucked up our season.
Yes.
With the two injuries
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's that. Always
more good news.
Yes. Sure. Circle that on your calendar if they get promoted. That will be a match for sure.
Show up to women's games. It's very nice. It's lots of fun. Women's football is interesting, despite what Patrick might say.
What? What the fuck?
You said you didn't want to talk about it.
No, I had no information about it. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna flap my gums if I don't have any information, you know. Don't call me a don't call me like a misogynist or something.
Misogyny.
Yes.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very nice to watch. I had a blast, even though they lost. It's nice. Very nice. If there's food there, it's really nice. But there have been some matches where they weren't playing in the Amateurstadion, but one of the other, there's one grass pitch across the street. And for some reason, there was a the under-23s were playing at the Amateurstadion, and people were not allowed to use the toilets that they usually use there. You had to go all the way across the whole area to another little like a, not a porta potty, but kind of like a porta potty. And it was just, that was typical Hertha, you know?
Yeah.
A shit show?
Yes.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah.
Open air shit show.
Says the lifelong member.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
No kink shaming here.
I would never. I have no injury updates, to be honest. Because it's not that important. The only player who's going to miss the match that's going to be a problem is Gechter.
Mm-hmm.
All the other injuries, there's nothing new to talk about.
Well, what was Ernst's injury?
Muscular. It's a muscular problem.
So will he be back or is he...
I haven't heard anything.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knows. But I would really hope for Smash to come back and have a great game and finally win a game at home in front of... I mean, it's the club he played for his entire life, and he became the German champions when he was the number one the under 19th. So
I thought he had left for a while. And then
he went to St. Pauli.
And he still didn't play there.
He played a few games, but he never became the number one.
Okay.
And then I think he was at Duisburg. And then at some point, I think, not even at the beginning of the season, they brought him back to have a fourth goalkeeper. And that's how he came back. He's a really, really nice guy.
For unfortunately, that doesn't get you any points.
Nice guy tries hard.
On the tables, but okay.
He's such a neo-lib.
Jesus.
Sorry. I apologize, it was uncalled for. Please don't book me.
No, okay. I'll just edit you out completely.
Oh, God. So it's going to be a 4-second podcast then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like Joel at the, you know, where the Lord of the Rings, where Frodo talks to Legolas?
Yeah.
And my bow.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did I tell you that my daughter watched the Lord of the Rings for the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And she's not that traumatized, but she wants to become an elf.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't fall asleep. During was it the extended version?
All the extended versions, of course she did, and she did some painting, and I think she missed the entire second half of the last movie because there were too many spooky things happening.
That's where all the action is.
Speaking of spooky, more news from this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all these all these rumors about different players coming and not coming in. Officially, we can now say that Grönning from Ingolstadt, Danish center forward, 28 years old, is coming from the third league to the zweite Bundesliga. This season, he had 29 caps so far, 16 goals and 5 assists. And he might be the thing that Hertha's crosses have been missing for quite a long time. I mean, in Münster, they were still shooting crosses, and I was just wondering if there's nobody there to. Yeah. Why are you doing it?
Yeah. Good question.
And there was a rumor about Tabakovic, but I think that's off the table.
I heard about that,
for different reasons. And we have two more players leaving or staying away. Niederlechner today was announced to go back to 1860 München. I think they're in the Dritte Liga, where he played youth football.
My colleague loves that club.
You should definitely go if you have the chance, if you're in Munich. I think it's much nicer than the Allianz Arena. I mean, I haven't been, but I've been to Allianz Arena, so I know how shitty that is.
Yeah, that is quite shitty, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's all the stairs. I hate the stairs.
Do they play in the old Olympic Stadium there?
No. I think they play at the Grünwalder Straße, their old stadium.
Right.
Because when they were still in the Zweite Bundesliga, they were co-renting the Allianz Arena with Bayern.
Well, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
And the outside of the stadium was blue when they
played.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I didn't even know that they switched stadiums. Okay.
Yeah, but then they got relegated to I'm not even sure if they went down to the third or the fourth league. I think it might have been the fourth league. And then, and they were out of money and they have this pretty shady investor from...
Sounds familiar.
From the Near East.
His name is Lars Windhorst. Yeah. Sorry.
You're such a party pooper. Well, you have any sounds that give me less of a heart attack?
Yes, I'm gonna make them a little less loud, maybe.
That would be a good idea.
But okay.
Niederlechner was one of the last Freddy Bubic transfers.
Oh, yeah.
He came for 500,000 and scored one goal in the entire half season he was here. But then he was one of the first people who said, I'm going to stay, which was good on him.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, he has played 75 games for Hertha with 16 goals and 4 assists. This season, he has 8 goals and 2 assists. And when he scored a goal a few weeks ago, he said that, yeah, I might be leaving, but you can still identify with the club. And it sounds pretty nice. There's no bad blood.
Mm.
I mean, he's 35. Not sure if he still wants. And I think he has a house. He's from the south, and he might be going back. So,
okay.
And I think that 1860 are working on a little, nostalgic streak, because they also brought back Kevin Volland. He used to play for Leverkusen.
Yeah.
And Köpenick and somewhere in France, I guess. And he's also coming back to 1860 Munich.
Huh. Okay.
So that might be interesting. Has Simon passed out? I hear breathing.
God. Jesus.
Sounds like a pug or something. Like a.
I'm going to make an edit note.
Yes.
I would.
Okay.
So Niederlechner is leaving, and it was announced that Gustav Christensen, who was loaned out to Ingolstadt during the winter, he's going to do another season there. And we have shitloads of players coming back from loans, but that's not, that shouldn't be a topic today.
Okay.
So how are we on time?
34 minutes so far.
Oh, so we have some time left.
Yes.
Do you want to get into the other stuff, or do you just want to...
Scrolling down a little bit.
I'm at news, and then this is the three things in gray, the unlayer.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing a word that I don't know what it means. Rogon, what's that?
Rogon is, it's an agent. I forgot his name.
Okay.
And there has been quite quite a lot of players from Hertha, from him. And the same thing was a problem in Hoffenheim.
Okay.
Where somehow Hopp and Rogon were friends, and then all of a sudden they got all these players exclusively from his firm, and it was and the same thing is kind of happening, but it's not, it's just something we can talk about if we want to. The Anleihe thing can wait. It's about the it's not a loan, but long time ago when Ingo Schiller was still in charge of our finances, or sleep at the wheel, who knows, people could sign a bond.
Yes.
The Nordic bond. And I think it's now up to 40 million, and it's due this year.
November.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. Hertha has not gotten the license yet. And the
But that's not in doubt, though, is it? Getting the license
could be, depends on the Nordic bond.
Because
they currently don't have 40 million. Yeah, go ahead.
I thought the license was pretty much a done deal, but that thing,
that's
that 40
what we
million.
All thought.
Well, yeah, that 40 million like is
a ticking bomb.
Putting that in doubt almost, at risk.
There was an article today, and I first read it in
LBB.
I read in a tweet, somebody said that the city should give money, but it's just somebody was commenting about the fact that somebody did a comment underneath the article saying that the city should not give Hertha any money, which was never an option. Nobody ever talked about this. And we all know better than to read comments under articles for our mental health.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was spooked for a second, but the whole thing is... could be a problem because Hertha has 40 million coming due in November, and they don't have 40 million right now. And they tried again to extend the thing, but not last time they extended. Last year they extended it when they extended it, they had, of course, they upped the percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want to extended while getting down the percentage.
Yeah, lowering the rate.
Yeah, and in the first, thank you. And in the first round, not enough people signed on. And for the next round, they don't need 50%. And Hertha has been saying it's no problem. And they're also working on finding partners to get rid of to restructure the debt in a way that they would be able to pay the thing off.
Mm-hmm.
But there would still be debt and it might be higher. So... it could be a problem, but they said it's not as bad as it used to be, like the 2 years ago. Was it 1 year ago? It's also, it's all just COVID and 20 years passed by.
Well, yeah, it's like they're trying to kick the can forward, basically.
Yeah.
And it's not worth, going worst case scenario and all that. Let's wait a little bit.
But if we went worst case scenario, you had to sell more players, that would definitely be or you don't get the license and you're down to the fourth league.
Okay. And then you work your way back up again.
If you can go back to work. I mean, I think all the no player would have any contract anymore. That'd be really the worst case. But I just...
They wouldn't be able to have the stadium either, you would think. They'd have to find somewhere else to play.
But they don't have the stadium.
They wouldn't have anywhere to play. They wouldn't be able to afford the rent on the Olympiastadion.
Amateurstadion is too small. I think they could play there in the Regionalliga, but I think it's only a couple of thousand people, maybe three or four. That might be hard to get tickets.
Yeah, you think?
But why don't we trust in the current board that they...
Maybe they'd sell to the Lifetimes first.
And then you sell you do eBay.
Yeah, there we
eBay
go.
Auctions.
Paid for itself.
Well, I mean, Temple Offerfeld is big enough. You know, you stick two goals in there, paint a few lines, and away we go.
Again with a neocon.
What?
Yeah. Now you're trying to take away the environmentally. I mean, the people of Berlin decided that this area cannot be used for building anything.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know that they are chipping away at this.
Yeah.
They've been doing that for many
and who
years.
Is and the conservatives. That's why I.
yeah.
I badmouthed you again. I'm so sorry. I'm just being an asshole. I can't help it.
You don't say. Okay.
So, do you guys think that Rehse will stay or will not stay?
Well, I mean, with that Bonn circus, I had to squeeze that in.
if we leave out
before,
the...
Sorry. Before Münster, I would have said 90%. But with that horrible defeat and with those news, and I don't know how much of an effect that kind of news would have on the players' morale. Now it's, I don't know, I wouldn't blame him for if he wanted to leave.
But if you leave out the whole Bond thing, let's say that's been taken care of, and Hertha already made 14 million or 12 to 14 million with Maza, so they won't be as strapped for cash. What's your, Simon?
You wouldn't blame him for leaving, you know, with or without the Bond issue, because, I mean, really, he's been sort of dragging Hertha along, you know, with the points and things that we have got with wins and draws and what have you. He's been dragging them along by their bootstraps, really. If it hadn't been for him in a lot of the games, we would have been right in the poo. We really would have been.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's clearly sort of, you know, well ahead of the rest of the players in the team. And you really couldn't blame him for trying to go to somewhere else where, you know, he's going to get more money and more success than the old lady.
I think it would probably depend, and I don't know him personally, of course, but I think it would depend on if he stayed and he kept going on that streak, he could become like a club legend almost.
Definitely.
But does he want to be, it's like, you know, the bigger fish in a smaller pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing.
There is that.
No, I completely agree. Cause like, I think he relishes being that, like kind of as Simon was referencing, he relishes in being that difference maker. Right. So like, is he going to be a difference maker, right, in a better club? Like, no, he's just going to fit in a little maybe or contribute. Or you know?
Maybe warm the bench for weeks.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's exactly right. So. But like, at least, so I think he seems to enjoy being, right, that's kind of our star, the guy pulling us up for now. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I mean, like, he's built that cult of personality kind of around him, and it's pure Berlin. So like, if he does leave, it makes, you know, that would kill a lot of his own like kind of credibility, in a way. You know, I like him. I'd like, you know, so I mean, I'd like him to stay. And I think he acts like he wants to be here. So I mean, but like, you know, but that's, you can't, I don't necessarily attribute that to meaning that he will or would, you know. It's,
I remember that we had doubts when he was injured and still making noise off the pitch. I remember that.
Oh, the shirts.
Yes, among other things. I mean, now that he has done, you know, he walked the talk, if you like. Now I think people have, you know, come around. Mm. So
somebody on another podcast called it love bombing what he does. Because he keeps coming out with these things, and he's like a toxic boyfriend who keeps, you know, I mean, he could leave. I mean, he could still leave, and nobody technically could be mad at him.
Yeah.
But the thing he has here is something he's in Berlin, which is a plus, because I don't think he would go to, let's say, Augsburg or Hoffenheim.
Okay, yeah.
Because he doesn't have the package he has here. And he's not going anywhere to sit on the bench because he's 27 right now.
No.
The thing is, he keeps teasing it, and nobody knows what happens in the end. He keeps saying, "I love it here. It's my favorite coach is here with me." Blah blah blah. But I just want to. We'll see what the future shows. That's what he always says. So it's, we don't know if he stays. That would be a really good thing. If he leaves, depends on how much money they get for him and what they do with that money.
I think a contributing factor, I mean, we said all sorts of things about how he might like to stay in Berlin, but if somebody made him and the club an offer that neither of them could refuse, you know.
We mean money-wise? Because we don't have that kind of cash right now. But
we don't, but somebody else might, you know, that's awash with the stuff, might decide that he's quite a handy player to have around.
Yeah,
but I mean, which teams in the Erste Bundesliga have the city, have the tradition, are big enough, and would play him and not get him as a bench warmer? It's not a very big, I mean, Bayern wouldn't take him. There was some talk today about Besiktas, but I'm not sure if he wants to leave Germany at all.
He would have to stop painting his nails if he goes to Turkey. That's for sure. I don't think that would fly well with Erdogan and his bunch of maniacs. You know, no politics here. Sorry.
Could be some other club. Let's say a Turkish club from Istanbul, if it makes any difference.
Well, you know, you have at least three choices.
But then he also has a team on one of these, you know, these new leagues that are popping up everywhere. You know, Icon League or stuff like that. It's quite the interesting. Everybody's, it's the new hype for the young kids. It's a, I think it's more like a six-a-side or 3-on-3.
He's not going to do that.
No, but he has a team there. So if he leaves, he might not be able to keep doing that.
Ah, okay.
He's a team owner or whatever they call that, or coach, I don't know.
Oh,
okay. Well, yeah, I said no politics, but remember from the last episode, Joel, I'll give you two guesses. Guess who I called a weaselly, beady-eyed fuckstain.
Pubic.
Last episode.
Dear Poliev.
Right after the election. Who?
Pee-pee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
10 points.
His name is Pee-pee?
Yeah, that's what everyone in Canada call. We all call him Pee-pee. His name's Pierre Poliev.
Yeah, that's the.
So it's just his initials, but it, like everyone just goes Pee-pee, like, and it says, but it's kind of a thing.
Yeah, because fuckface is too long.
Yeah, to yeah, people can't, well, especially the people who vote for him can't spell Poliev. like good that's point. That's definitely a big part of it.
Good point as well. Yes. God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see that 170? Did you see Terrebonne flipped?
I heard about that, but I...
On Saturday night, so like they did the judicial recount for Terrebonne, and it flipped back to Liberal by a single vote.
Ooh.
By I one vote, that. The Bloc, the Quebecois, lost the riding. But it was a weird riding because the election night, they called it for the Liberals, and then the Elections Canada did a validation count, which isn't like an official ending. It's just they're just validating the initial results. Mm-hmm. And then in the validation count, it flipped to Bloc so that they thought the Bloc was now elected. And now because it was such a tight margin, a judicial recount was required by law. They completed that. And now it flipped back to Liberal, but only by a one vote a win.
Jesus.
Now our Liberal government's up to 170 seats, and 172 is a majority.
Yes.
Remember, boys and girls, always vote, because your vote might make the difference.
Yeah. Imagine the separatists who stayed at home. And how does he feel there sitting in Terrebonne today, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, we had something similar, but not with one vote. We had a couple of votes, maybe 100 votes difference in our area, where the Green candidate won over the fucking Christian Democrats, so-called. Yeah. Party of assholes.
Not very Christian Democrats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Democrats.
Only by name. Only by name, yeah. Mm. Oh, God. Anyway, okay.
So they're Sino then, yeah? Christian in name only?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Okay, yeah.
So, back to football.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back to the system.
Before we get back to football, I've got something to say to Joel. You know, you gave me that little dream catcher
thing
on a key ring. I've hung it up next to my bed and it doesn't bloody work. I keep on having batshit crazy dreams.
Okay, maybe we need to get you a bigger one then, I think.
I need one the size of a tennis court, I can tell you.
Yes.
There you go.
How big are they usually?
That's good.
They're not much bigger than the hand usually, right? Or are
they come in varying sizes, to be honest. Like, you can get some pretty large ones, like, you know, like a 12 inch-ish, or, you know, like or bigger. Like, they come, you can really kind of get them in whatever kind of size you.
So can you check if they have it in the size of West Sussex for Simon? So you can. And you would need one from Berlin as well. So two jobs.
I mean, the problem is the amount of feathers a dream catcher of that size would take would just, like, you know, kill a flock of birds, I think. I mean,
yeah. There you go.
If you hear a tale of all the geese in Canada all disappearing overnight, we know what's been going on.
No more Canadian geese. I mean, Canadians would love that, though. I mean,
we need those for our winter jackets, though. Geese.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Feathers. Yes.
Most Canadians hate our Canadian geese. They're very, very aggressive.
Yes, that's true.
What do they call it? Cobra chickens. That's what people call our Canadian geese.
I've never heard that.
No, you haven't heard that one? No. Yeah, I've read just, you see cobra chicken because, like, you know, they're elongated necks or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, they're pretty aggressive.
Yeah. Sounds like a street gang.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
All right, okay. Icon League team. Speaking of bad dreams, Hannover on Sunday.
Oh.
Okay, nice segue. Nicely done.
Machine.
Okay.
Okay.
So they are 8.
Oh, right, sorry, sorry. Sorry, that was
50 points.
That might have been funny in German because a very common thing for bros in Germany to say is if anybody does anything good, you're either a Macher, so you're getting shit done, or you're a machine, a Maschine.
Which, okay.
So it doesn't make it any more fun than it was before, but I just wanted to.
No, it worked. We got the idea that.
So you mean the funniness went from the first half XG of Hertha to the 0.24 after having one shot on target?
Something like that, yes.
Hannover is the former club of Leitl and Mijatovic. They were fired in December because the club has a 3 or 4 year plan, and this season should have been the time where they had to win promotion. They're also ruled by a rather crazy old man. What's his first name? His name is Kind, and he does hearing aids.
Mm.
The club has been fighting with him for years and years and years because he sees the whole thing as his own personal playground.
That project.
Yeah, and the fans are against it. And they're always in front of some court about something. Last instance I heard was, remember last season when they did all the protests against the investor they wanted to get for the DFL and the tennis ball thingies?
Oh, yeah, the tennis balls. Yeah,
yeah, and one thing was that Kind was at the vote because he is the whatever his position is. And he had been charged by the club to vote no. But it was a secret ballot and nobody knows. And people think that going by some clubs have said what they voted for. And they think that he did something he was not, he did the opposite of what he was told to do. So that he voted yes, despite being charged by the club to say no.
Hmm.
And they were in court for that.
So he didn't listen. Check you there! Okay. What?
Well, I hope we see some goals.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know,
yeah.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, just 5, 6.
Preferably scored by us.
Yeah, I heard. Sorry.
Good
you're
point.
Right, correct.
Yeah, we need to be specific on
yes,
that.
Very, yes, you're right. Yes. That's
absolutely.
After Hannover fired Leitl and Mijatovic in third place, or I think 2 points off third place, which would still get you the relegation spot. They didn't do so well with their new choice, and now they're 8th with 50 points. And they have, I think, don't they have any chance of being promoted again. And the coach they hired has already been fired. So nobody knows.
It's a relief to know that it's about. Not just Hertha then. It's
Yeah, still higher than
us. I was just going to say, we're not in a position to judge any clubs rotating their managers. So I'll never judge another club for that.
Our former player, Jessic Nankam, who left Berlin for Frankfurt for quite a hefty fee.
Yes.
But couldn't get anything done there. He was on loan to Hannover, but he was severely injured a few weeks back and will
his
not
ACL,
be able
I
to
think.
Severe. Oh.
No, he broke his leg. It was really bad.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Like the players all formed a circle around him and stuff like that. It was really bad. And it was so meaningless because the game was almost over and somebody just plowed into him.
Oof. Oh my God.
I remember it was Elversberg and the coach and the other players of the opposing team. They were all really sad. And even during the press conference, the coach was like, don't want to talk about the game much. I'm so sorry for what happened. And it was really, it was at least commendable in a human way.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he gets back to form. Okay, so what else do we have?
We have questions and we have...
Do we have questions?
Yes, we have questions.
Oh, awesome. Oh, wow. Okay.
If you look at the document, there would be questions.
Sorry.
But first of all, I would like to pass something on to Joel. Could you please do number 6, the shout out to Steve?
No. Oh, okay. Well, right now?
Yes.
All right. Shout out to Steve. How are you doing, Steve?
Very creative.
I mean, you kind of put him on the spot. You know? Hey, you do that. You know?
I'm like, no. Yeah, this one's for you, Steve, from Canada, you know?
Okay. Then we have the questions, and they're all by Steve.
All right.
Awesome. Yes.
The Steve segment.
I can't find them.
After Maza,
who's coming up next through the ranks?
Mm. Oh, lots of people.
Lum, ND, Morgenstern, and Röke. Those are the four mentioned.
Yeah, I didn't.
Didn't he break something?
No, yes. He just tore his ACL.
Wait, which one? Who
fine,
did?
Then.
that's who I was thinking of. Okay.
ND,
second guy.
Jelani ND. He's from the under 19th and he trained with the team quite a lot, but then he tore his ACL. So he'll be out for the time. I mean, Maza tore his ACL as well. So, and we still sold him on for 12 to 14 million. Loom has played before, but he also had an injury. We have Morgenstern as one of the center backs. Röke is a striker on the under 23s who might, he's doing kind of well, like 15 goals or something like that in the Regionalliga. Not too shabby. And there's lots of other players. One of them is Sherwood. He's a defender and I saw him last season. But he also had a long-term injury and just came back. They thought about putting him in the, what was the last match? In the Münster game.
Münster, yeah.
But he hasn't played competitively in a long time because of the injury. So they weren't sure if he's going to. But there are a lot of players that will come up. I think nobody quite with the potential as Maza.
Okay.
And we can talk about the academy some other time because the reign of second Neuendorf, some say, has not really helped the academy in general.
In which way?
People left. Hertha had a guy who's quite, I think he's known in football circles. He was for the first time, they had somebody who was in charge of the strategic concept of the entire club. So like now Fjell was a 4-3-3 guy because the entire academy plays 4-3-3.
Okay.
So they wanted us to have that soon to make the change from the academy to the pros easier for everybody.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
But he left and it was said that he would have liked to stay. But you know, it's just hearsay. Nobody knows anything for sure, but was said that he would have liked to stay. And Zeki is a really nice guy, but he has quite a personality, and he accumulated a bit more power than he would have had just by the job title.
Okay.
Yeah. So and some people have come to the academy. There was no communication. Who came in or what? Nothing. And they were play like the brother of Boateng.
Oh yeah.
Was there. And
you mentioned that, yes.
Yeah, and they did quite a few videos and they did a YouTube casting for players, kind of like the Find the Pro things. You know, these YouTube videos where they have some famous people and they have to look at different players and one of them is a pro, they have to find the pro. They did the whole same thing like a casting, but then all of a sudden Boateng is now has a job at Victoria, so he's gone.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
All right.
And the under 19 didn't go very far in the tournament this year. Last season they were in the semifinal, and this year they got eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. So we'll see what happens. There's enough people, but nobody quite like Maza, of course.
All right. We also have another question from Steve. What do you think the chances... What do you think that the chances are of John Brooks playing for the club again?
Good question.
He didn't play at all this year.
No, he got injured. I mean, he was...
It was like a mystery injury, Like, he's going to be back maybe in a couple of weeks. All season, you know?
I mean, he came in because, I mean, it wasn't a bad idea to get him back, even though he's kind of old. Sure. But then in the first practice, it looked really bad. The video was really nasty of his foot, like, turning.
Bending in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And at first, I think they tried it conservatively, and then he got surgery, and he's not in team practice yet, but he was on a stream. Hertha does a stream every couple of weeks on a Friday with one of the guys from Hertha TV, and he said he wants to play another game this season, which kind of... The window is getting smaller, I'd say.
Not many options on that at the moment, is it?
Yeah, they're going to get him on as a sub in the 89th minute of the last match, you know, something like that.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. I mean, the question would have been, because he was without a club when he came in, if he had been at the right level to play right away. But so, yeah, this whole thing...
So it doesn't look too good, is what you're saying.
Oh, we have to see what happens when he comes back.
Stop being a politician and give us an actual answer, please.
I don't know the guy. I don't know the practices. I haven't watched him at all since he left.
It's no judgment from here, because we haven't actually watched any matches for a couple of weeks. Yeah. So, you know, there's no judgment here.
He hasn't watched any matches.
Playing for the club again. Like, I mean, maybe next season if they are really...
Might be hard.
Yes.
But I think he's under contract for at least another year, so...
Okay, that was my next question. Okay. Well, you know.
We'll see.
Worth a shot, I guess.
I mean, we're probably going to get this other guy from Ulm. The almost 6 foot guy.
That doesn't sound too promising. Is he a center back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he's bigger.
I was joking. Yeah, but like center back, you know, not even 6 feet tall for a center back. That's not ideal, is it?
He's 196. I just wasn't sure about the... I only know the metric system. I wasn't sure about the other
196. Oh, 196 is like
six. That's taller than me.
Yeah, that's
the... I'm 6'4". I'm 193, yeah.
Okay, so...
Don't forget your boots when you come to Berlin, okay?
Boots.
Your shoes, your soccer shoes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, that's right. Shoes to boots. That's right.
And no, you can't have platform football boots either.
I thought we were a progressive club.
Wouldn't this be the greatest thing if they had to call on Joel? Hey, please.
Straight from the hospitality suite, you know? Come on.
How many beers did you have? 18?
Yeah, exactly.
You mean this half?
Yeah. I'm hopefully actually, so whenever Steven sends me those tickets, I think I'm going to, I haven't checked the group chat in a while, the North America, but I was going to give at least a couple of the tickets to Meredith.
Mm-hmm. My tickets to get?
I bought four tickets myself.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you got more than one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. So like I bought the tickets, right? Like when they went on sale for members as soon as I could. Right. So I bought them then. But then I looked and for some reason, these ones aren't resale because they don't show up in my Herta account to make them available for resale. So I don't know, says there's no refund or whatever anyway. So I was like, but now with the VIP, anyway, so whatever. But if Meredith and someone else wants the tickets, I was going to.
Can I break some news?
Yeah.
From the chat, directly from the chat. Hey, GTJB.
Yeah.
Sorry for the delay in replying. I unfortunately won't be able to make it to Berlin next weekend, so I cannot go to the game. Okay. Thank you anyway. Hope you find others that can take them.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, well, there we go.
And more news. Samir Arabi is the new favorite to head the sports division, reporting from Sky.
No.
Was the sport director at Armenia for 7 years, left in March 2023. Was there DOF, director of football, from 11 to 16. So, yes. And that's from Ed on the WhatsApp chat. So, thank you, Ed.
What's the source?
Sky.
Sky.
Yeah, reporting from Sky.
That's not too
much.
I'm
just the messenger.
Because they talk quite a lot.
Okay.
Quite a lot. I mean, because I don't think there's any
credibility to
Sky says not really something with, oh shit.
Yeah.
Sky has said a lot before.
And you wait to those rumors.
If Bild is the source, I don't even.
Well, actually, I got more. You mentioned Turkey.
Are you allowed
before,
to read out the entire chat to the world?
Well, only the relevant parts. Rumors that Red Bull and Besiktas are interested in Fabi.
Of course, Besiktas, yeah. But
yes,
Red Bull won't because he's too old. Red Bull is already out of the race.
Okay.
And Arabi, you say? That's how you spell it?
Yes, Samir Arabi. That's the name I got. I mean, I don't know who that is, but yes.
Yeah, I just...
And sorry, WhatsApp chat, for, leaking information.
Doxing.
Wow. Yeah. Not to that point.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
If it's okay for a Secretary of Defense, then it's fine.
Yes. Yes, good point.
Yeah, I just read a tweet by somebody. I'll call them tweets forever. Don't add me. That somebody said, oh no, when this rumor came up yesterday or 2 days ago. Like, oh no, please, I have to look into it. And all these names have been flying around.
Mm.
Such and such, such and such. Maybe we get Bubic back.
Jesus.
Oh, that's really great. I know some people from Stuttgart. I follow them on Blue Sky. And there was some article by Stuttgarter news page, and they asked Bubic about the season of Stuttgart, because he used to be Stuttgart player and he was their sporting director for some time. And the guy just did a... his comment was just, okay, another person on the long list of people who should shut the fuck up about VfB.
Well, that's clear enough. All right.
Asshole.
So that takes care.
On that cheery note.
Yes, exactly. That takes care of the agenda for today, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Any last words?
Fuck Trump, fuck Bubic.
Okay. That works. Yeah. Simon, what about you? What do you have?
Well, I'll definitely go along with fuck Trump. Yeah, no question about that. Yes. Oh, can I also say fuck Farage as well?
Yes, I will allow it for sure. Joel, what about you?
Do we fuck MERS? I don't know. I don't really know enough over
please.
There.
Thank you so
much. All right. Fuck MERS then, sure, you know.
Best thing you said all day.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Wow. No, that's not me.
Fuck
no,
me,
no. That was such a great comment. It was even better than the other stellar stuff you said today. I wasn't meant in a bad way. I'm sorry.
Best thing you said all day. Jesus.
No! Wow. It came out wrong.
Yeah, even I am going, wow, that was woof. That was something.
On Sunday, I'm going to walk around the same, and then these two guys with sunglasses show up, so... from the VIP section, we have to talk to you.
Yeah, I'll get you all ejected from the game from the hospitality suite.
Guns.
Just eject all of 2.1. You know,
are you excited about the prospect?
Yes. I mean, I'm really excited. I wonder what it'll be like. I'm a bit like nervous, not even anxious. Like, not the right words to describe, but it's like I get. That's probably good, because even like there's a lot of curiosity. Like, I just wonder what it'll be like in the hospitality suite in a sense too. And then I guess given that like I'm not with other like Lifetime or whatever. It's like it's just me and not like the group one.
Life is
like, yeah, like it was, what's it gonna be like? It's just gonna essentially be Renee and I, you know, sitting there like by ourselves or whatever, you know, in that sense. Like, but yeah, no, I'm pretty, it'll be an awesome experience, I think, no matter
what. So when are you going exactly?
Yeah, Sunday. Or you mean like over, like I leave on Friday. Yeah, I leave here Friday afternoon, but then the arrival's not till,
okay,
I think it's Saturday at like noon.
Okay.
That's when we land in Berlin.
All right. Well, I mean, I was lucky enough to do the hospitality thing a few years ago. And I mean, I don't know if they still do that, but...
To tell.
Players, you know, they walk around at some point and you can have your picture taken with them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, okay. I had the, you know, a guy like Fabian Lustenberger, yeah?
Okay.
And Thomas Kraft and Brooks, even. And
hey!
Yeah, yeah. No, that was really cool.
Okay. Does it start in that, like, because I've done the tour, right, before, where they kind of bring you through it. Does it start in that really tall room? Like in that, is that where the...
I remember something like that.
Because wasn't there kind of like a reception that's kind of down below?
It's about three floors down. It's quite a long way down.
Yeah, right?
I seem to recall.
I remember this this large room with like pillars. You see these, yes, like pretty tall, right? Yeah. Exactly. So then is that where I kind of have access to in the beginning? And then before going to a box? Or will it just be the box?
I think you have access to everything and you're going to be in one of the... There's going to be a lounge you're going to be in, probably. And then you can sit outside on the very good seats with a nice upholstery and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I had the normal seats, but I only had access to the VIP section as such, but not to the fancy seats. I was with the...
How did you get that?
With the plebs. I have my sources.
Oh. Cool.
Friends in high places, yeah?
Something like that, yeah.
Or indeed, low places.
Yeah, so. Yes. Yeah. Yes, the descent into hell, into the VIP section. At least it's nice, you know.
It was warm down there, anyway.
Yes, for sure.
He's going to tell us all about it next time.
Well, maybe.
No, I mean Joel.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because you mentioned Do Tell, but like, I remember many things, but like, Joel will have a more recent experience, so.
And Joel, just one word of caution, there is a police station at the stadium.
Well, I was going to say.
So you might want
to. I was just going to say, it depends how much of the.
Keep the rowdiness to it.
How much free beer is it? Like, it was like, well.
That's all the beer you want, and the food is slightly better than.
Oh, okay.
Outside, I can tell you. And the service might be slightly better.
Okay. I wonder where, like, it'll be interesting being somewhere else. I've only really sat pretty much at 2.1, like, and my very first match ever was above the Ostkurve.
Which is now the Ostkurve.
Now just sort of like, yeah.
All of it,
so,
yeah.
Like, I've only ever sat there or 2.1. So it's like, it's even just a whole another angle for me.
Take many pictures.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty pumped. I can't believe it's coming up so quick.
Yay! Looking forward to your report.
Yeah, thank you.
And become lifelong members, and then you can be as lucky as Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right, so yeah, that's it for us. Unless there is anything else, we're good, I think. So, fingers crossed for the upcoming matches, and we will talk to you guys soon. Until then, AOE.
FWC.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.